Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We're breaking down high school football week two. And towards the end of the show, New London Girls Swimming will join us as our team of the week. This is podcast number 50, as it brings us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. You can find us on newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com, or you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone on Friday night and share it through social media every Saturday morning. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Upfront market-based pricing assures you a great value. See their expanded inventory at kleinauto.com. Klein, real people, real value. But we start in Hortonville with a big comeback win for the Polar Bears, 25-18 in overtime against Kakana on Friday night. They trailed 18-3 in the first half and throughout the third quarter as well. But in the comeback started in the early in the fourth quarter, Braden Velasquez had a 3-yard touchdown run, and McKenna Gervais, her extra point, made it 18-10. And a little more than a minute left in the fourth quarter, Kyle Allen found Braden Velasquez again for a 36-yard touchdown, and Josh Giese hauled in the two-point conversion to tie the game at 18. In overtime, Jose Concepcion scored the game-winning touchdown with a 9-yard score to give the Polar Bears a 2-0 start to the season. Jose Concepcion, he ran 26 times for 99 yards and one touchdown. Kyle Allen threw 21 passes, completed 5 of them for 75 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions, while Braden Velasquez had 2 catches, 39 yards, and 1 touchdown. Hortonville's defense had 4 interceptions on the night. Jackson Weister, he had 2 picks, 1 late in the 4th quarter and 1 that ended the game in overtime. Bryce Smith had a team-high 10 tackles, 2 sacks, as the Polar Bears began their season 2-0 with a 25-18 win in overtime against Kakana on Friday night. And in New London, it did not go so well for the Bulldogs. They lost 35-0 against West Apeer at home. It was actually 21-0 at halftime. And obviously, West Apeer added a couple more touchdowns in the second half, all in the third quarter, to make it 35-0. Mikhail Harn had a big game last week, but he was shut down this week. He had 17 carries, 21 yards. New London quarterback Miles Parker was 9 for 15 for 66 yards, one interception. And Brady Rogers led the Bulldogs with 5 catches for 57 yards as the Bulldogs dropped to 1-1 on the season. And next we'll go to the game I was at. It was Clintonville against Freedom in Freedom, and Clintonville lost 35-0. We did our Facebook Live pregame show from the Clintonville Tribune-Gazette Facebook page, so I encourage you guys to check that out. Each and every week, we're doing that every single football game this year, starting at 6 o'clock, getting you ready for the high school football game that we are at, as well as giving a look at the top stories around the high school sports area. So I encourage you guys to check that out. 6 o'clock every single week, an hour before the game, Facebook Live on New London Press Star Facebook page and Clintonville Tribune Gazette Facebook page. Went pretty fantastic. A lot of people have said they have enjoyed it, so look forward to continue doing that throughout the rest of the high school sports season. But to the game, Truckers, they went down pretty early. Freedom came out pretty good. It was 28-0 at halftime, and Freedom added another touchdown in the third quarter to make it 35-0. Sean Finger, quarterback for Clintonville, had 10 for 17 with 44 yards, one interception. Dylan Arnold had 6 carries, 21 yards, and Gerald Wood had 5 catches for 35 yards to lead the Truckers, who drop to 0-2 on the season. After the game, I got a chance to speak with Clintonville's head coach, Tom Burkhalter, and here's my interview with him.
Overall thoughts are we came out flat. That's on me, so we'll get better as we go. Hey, buddy. As a coaching staff, we'll get better at this. We're getting there as a team turning this around. So, we came out flat, and that's on me.
And obviously, I didn't get a chance to talk to you after the last game, but how does it feel to be the best to actually get some games going with your first team as head coach?
It's a lot of fun. You know, our team wants to get better, and that's more than half the battle. So, we're getting there. We're learning how to compete, and I'm very excited for the athletes that we have and the opportunity to compete in this awesome conference.
What are some things you're hoping to improve on going into next week, the season opener, or home opener?
Offense and defensive lines, first half. Again, we've had 2 decent second halves. They had put some backups in that fourth quarter. I understood, we did 2 as well. But they Last week we had the same thing where we kind of were stagnant the first couple of drives and then kicked it in. And so we need to work on our O-line, D-line. And then that helps every other level. So,
what are some things you think your team kind of did well tonight?
What did we do well tonight? I thought we had a couple of younger kids step up. Hunter Allender, who took a year off of football last year, really played well. He's an instinctive football player. Came in a little high on one and then corrected it right away. So I'm really excited about the way he takes in the game and learns. And that's a huge thing there. Bailey Tate runs hard. Yep. He runs hard. You know, even when there's no hole, Bailey somehow still seems to get two or three. I don't know how, but I do know how. He just works hard, and I don't know if you'll find a tougher runner.
What was kind of your message to the team after the game tonight?
Message was that we can't come out flat. You know, we're not at that level yet. We're not good enough to do that yet. So we need to make sure that we are ready, that we're excited, and we're ready for the next play, even when we get hit in the mouth. And so we knew Freedom was good. We knew they were fast. They didn't surprise us with anything they ran tonight. We knew everything. We've repped it. We practiced against it. But we just need to get that pep in our step right away, and need to know that we can do this, which we can.
You can find a game story with photos and video highlights from this game as well on ClintonvilleTribuneGazette.com. It'll also have a game story and photos in the next issue. Also, I should let you guys know our high school football preview just came out this week. A lot of great stories on Hortonville, New London, and Clintonville, getting you ready for the high school football season. Check out this week's newspaper. It's on newsstands. Inside, you'll find our high school football preview, and we'll put a lot of work into that. and it looks pretty fantastic, so I encourage you to check that out. But before we close up shop this week, we head to New London for Bulldog Girls Swimming. They are our team of the week. Met with them on Friday afternoon. Went pretty fantastic. Here is New London Girls Swimming as our team of the week. And we're here with New London Girls Swimming as our team of the week. We asked five athletes five questions, just four today, but we start with Sydney Rogdashel. This first one comes from Mikhail Harn on Instagram. He said, ask anyone, how many touchdowns are you guys going to score?
I mean, we don't score touchdowns, but we do win the 4x1 almost every meet. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. So he'll probably have more touchdowns, I think.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie would probably have to be Sandlot.
There you go. Who's your favorite character?
Benny the Jet Rodriguez, yeah. For sure.
What do you enjoy most of being on the New London Girls Swim Team?
Not really the swimming part, but I mean the team part is definitely the best. Because, like, we hang out a lot, have a lot of team dinners. It's a lot of fun.
Who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
Ooh, that's a rough one. I would probably have to go with Mr. Lubinsky. He was my chem teacher. He's the only reason I got through it, so.
And then plans after high school, what do you want
to
do?
My plan right now is to go into the Coast Guard, either the Coast Guard Academy or enlist, depending on if I get in or not, so.
Next up, we're here with Bailey Harmelink. Obviously, school is starting up soon. Are you excited to get back to school?
Yes, but no at the same time. Like, I have so much to do in so little time. It's just so much, but it's my last year, so.
What is your favorite song?
My favorite song is probably Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. I just
How's
love the beginning.
Can you sing it?
What?
Can you sing it?
I don't want to sing.
You don't have to sing, okay. What do you like about it?
The song?
Yeah.
I like the intro to it. Like, I just love the guitar part. And I've always wanted to learn how to do it, but nobody can compete.
Yeah. What are you hoping to get out of your senior season with New London Girls Swimming?
I hope to really get our 4x100 relay down to almost getting to state and just that relay, just love it.
Who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
My favorite teacher is probably Miss Turner, because she just taught me a lot, whether like school and just life in general. So.
Then plans after high school, what do you want to do?
I would like to go to UW-Milwaukee and study something in the medical field, which I don't know yet.
Next up here with Lindsay Standifer, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
A giraffe.
Why is that?
Because it's my favorite animal. So.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. What is your favorite class?
Probably MI, which is medical interventions, so, because I really love science. So.
Who is the funniest teammate on New London Girls Swimming?
Oh boy.
Doesn't have to be them, just because they're
Probably Sydney.
Sydney, tell me a joke. Make me laugh.
Oh god, I have a whole bunch. Oh, I cut the toilet paper across the road.
Why?
It got stuck in a crack.
Fantastic. Who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
Probably Miss Turner.
Why is she your favorite?
She just, kind of like what Bailey said, she's taught me a lot of new stuff, and she is the reason that I wanted to become a doctor, so yeah.
And I was planning to try school, you want to be a doctor?
Yeah, I do want to be a doctor. I want to go to UW-La Crosse and hopefully get into med school to become an orthopedic surgeon.
And we finish off with Sarah Watling. What's the best memory you've had on the London Girls Swim Team?
Probably just like the team dinners and stuff like that. They're always really fun, and we all like include each other, and there's always inside jokes and stuff.
What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Why is that your favorite?
I get to see my family. They live like out of state, and I get to visit them when I usually don't get to.
And what's something we should know about your coach, and they're not going to listen, so you can say whatever you want?
Well, you may think that she's really scary and all that, but once you talk to her, you realize that she's like a super good person, and she really cares about us.
Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Mr. Keller.
Why is he your favorite?
He's just really goony. He's super funny. I like him.
And plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Just go to college. I don't know what I want to major in yet, but college.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the North Woods. Start your day with Nicolet. You can check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that'll wrap it up for us this week. Make sure you're subscribing to the New London Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. You can follow us on Twitter at Press Star Sports, at CTG underscore sports. Follow us on Instagram at Press Star Sports and at CTG.sports. Also, give us a like on our Facebook pages. Next week, we will be at the Clintonville Denmark game, home opener for the Truckers. And we'll be going on Facebook Live at 6 o'clock, getting you ready for that game and the rest of the high school football slate of action. So tune into that next week. Thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic weekend. I am Eric Bookinger, and I'll talk to you next week.